Good morning, everyone. We've got some quick takeouts now and stories we want you to stay on top of. We'll begin with Todd Zwillick, takeaways, Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, John. Good morning.
So in our last episode, the Finance Committee was dealing with certain amendments on the so-called Baucus health care bill, the Senate bill on health care reform. Yesterday, two amendments were rejected. They all concerned the public option. What happened?
Yes, public option and son of public option, really. Both went down in the Finance Committee yesterday. The first one was Senator Jay Rockefeller's public option, sort of a pure form of public option, would have a national public option sponsored by the federal government tied to Medicare prices. That would have been a lot of bargaining clout on the part of the government and members of the insurance exchange. That went down 15-8. Then a second one from Chuck Schumer of New York that was, Democrats might say, a little weaker. It used negotiated rates, so the public option would have to negotiate just like insurance companies do. That one got a couple of more votes, but still went down. Here's what Schumer had to say.
Those of us who support the public option support adding some real competition to the coagulated, ossified, and fundamentally anti-competitive insurance market. And I don't blame the insurance companies. They're doing their job. Their job is to protect their shareholders. That's what the chairman of the board and the president swear to do. But that's not our job.
Okay, so the thing about Schumer's amendment is it got two senators that Rockefeller didn't. And Schumer kind of sees that as maybe a path forward to get some more votes when the health care bill eventually reaches the Senate floor. Don't give them unlimited negotiating power. Make them negotiate on a so-called, you know, level playing field with insurance companies. Now, it's interesting, the senators who voted no on both of them, the Democrats. Max Baucus, the chairman of the committee in charge of this bill, voted no on both public options, even sort of the weaker one. And here's why. Here's what Baucus had to say.
My job is to put together a bill that will become law. In the Senate, that means my job is to put together a bill that gets 60 votes. Now, I can count. And no one has been able to show me how we can count up to 60 votes with a public option in the bill. And thus, I'm constrained to vote against the amendment.
So is this democracy in action here, or the public option being held hostage in the Senate?
Well, it depends on your point of view. As you heard Max Baucus say, I can count and I can't count to 60 with a public option on there. So it's up to Schumer and the other supporters to now round up enough wavering Democrats, if you want to call them that, or moderate or conservative Democrats who don't like the public option, round up enough of them to convince Max Baucus and, for that matter, Harry Reid that they can get to 60 with it on there. And one more thing I need to tell you, John. It's interesting, some of the senators also who voted against both public options. Look at Blanche Lincoln, who's a moderate Democrat from conservative Arkansas and is up for re-election in 2010. She voted no against both versions of this. So she obviously thinks in her state at this point she doesn't want to vote for something that's going to endanger her chances. You know, people like Evan Bayh of Indiana, again, moderate from a conservative state, up for re-election. Those are the ones they have to convince.
That's the formula. All right, we'll keep counting. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.